Weasley on into the portal.
We're not gonna find...
That is not true, Leo. There are still some people who live on Polaris, though there aren't very many. And I am showing that someone with Starkeeper energy is approaching the planet. They will be landing in less than an hour.
So, they're not even on the planet yet? This is so strange. That can't be right, Nova.
It is right, Tank. I'm also sensing danger approaching the planet as well.
More danger?
It's okay, Tank. You guys can do this.
Nova, what's happening? Are you still there?
Someone has taken over my computer systems. This is bad. I can't into control. Oh no, it's him.
So these are the Star Keepers I've heard so much about. Pathetic.
Who are you?
Someone you don't want to anger. Listen to me, little Star Keepers. Stay away from Polaris. Stay away or face my wrath. You've been warned.
Is everyone okay?
Yeah, we're okay. It's safe to come out of your shell now, Tank. Everything's okay. That scary guy is gone, and Nova's back.
Everything is definitely not okay. I don't know who that was, and why he cares about us going to Polaris, but he felt so... dark.
I'm searching our database now. If I'm right, this is who the Shadow Squad calls the boss. He must be their leader.
Nebulos.
What did you say, Tank?
Nebulos. It has to be. My dad used to tell me stories about a giant who was the color of deep purple and black. The color of the darkest parts of space. His name was Nebulos, and his sole desire was to rule the universe.
Oh man, how powerful is this guy?
I'll put it this way. If the stories are true, we really don't want to make Nebulos angry. I don't think we should go to Polaris.
I bet our team can handle him, Tank. Besides, we're going to go find another Starkeeper. That'll make four of us. Plus, I'm sure Dex and River would come and help us if we need them.
Yeah, but Dex and River are still dealing with that crisis on planet Kamora.
I don't even think Dex and River would be enough to help us beat Nebulos.
Well, I vote we go. Either way, we still need to find more Starkeepers. Bubbles?
I vote we go too. I want to make another friend.
Oh. Okay. Polaris, here we come.
Bye, you guys. Good luck. Let me know if you need me, and cold or no cold, I'll come help.
Okay, Bubbles. You and Nova keep looking for other Starkeepers. Hopefully, we'll be back soon.
Bye, Bubbles. Whoa, this place looks destroyed and it's freezing.
At least my firepowers can help keep us warm.
Yeah, that's a lot better. Thanks. Think we should head that way? Into that abandoned village?
Sure, let's go. So what else did your dad tell you about planet Polaris and this, Nebulos guy?
Well, about 7 years ago, Nebulos showed up here and just attacked. He was looking for something called the Frozen Flame.
The Frozen Flame? What's that?
Well, my dad said it was a very special piece of crystallized fire. It kept the planet Polaris from completely freezing over. It also was said to have a spirit living inside it. Someone called Arena, who guided the people living here.
And Nebulos just wanted to take it? Man, I already don't like this guy.
That's not even the worst part. When Nebulos attacked, the leader of the people here tried to stop him, but he banished her through some kind of dark portal called a Void Rip. Then he kidnapped the leader's granddaughter.
Gosh, that's terrible. Did you hear that?
Polaris.
Yeah, it almost sounded like someone whispering.
Polaris needs your help.
Who said that? Come out and face us!
Leo, calm down. I think whoever this isn't our enemy.
Whoa! Who are you?
I am Arena, Keeper of the Frozen Flame, and you are both good of heart. She will need your help to remember the code.
Huh? She who?
Leo! This is Arena! This is the spirit who lives inside the Frozen Flame that my dad told me about! Arena, we've heard of you, but we really don't know you. Can we ask you some questions?
Of course.
First of all, what are you?
The people of Polaris created me. I can see into the hearts of people and know who truly follows their code.
But then why?
Shh! Let her finish answering your first question.
After I was created, the Frozen Flame began to go dark. To help protect my people, I decided to put myself inside the Frozen Flame to give it my energy so it could stay strong.
If you're inside the Frozen Flame, how can we see you?
My, you do have a lot of questions. That's a good thing. And to answer you, you're not really seeing me. You're seeing an echo of my power, made from ice and snow crystals.
Leo?
Oh, no! Freeze foxes! Quickly, you must run!
Freeze foxes? If they're anything like regular foxes, we can handle them.
Oh, freeze foxes are 10 times larger than normal foxes.
Oh.
Glacia, what are you doing? Why are you going back to Polaris? It's been 7 years. There's probably no one left. And you're definitely not going to find Yaya.
Glacia! Oh, you gotta come back, dude! Oh, Tutu's gone full-blown crazy, man!
I said I wanted a red jelly box, not a blue one! Why are you listening to me? Listen to me!
Glacia, this is serious. It's a code red here. As in, we are completely out of red jolly pops. Ooh, Tutu's gonna wreck the ship when she finds out!
Ugh. Hollywood, Tutu, if you make me come back there, I will tell Nebulos I'm getting new people for the Shadow Squad. Is that what you want?
Yes, please. I mean, no!
No! No way.
Good. Now stop fighting and figure it out.
Oh, are you sure you can't come back sooner?
Ugh. Do not call me again!
Wow. There it is. Polaris. I don't remember it looking so blue.
That's it, Hollywood. I'm calling the boss.
No need. I'm here.
Oh, sorry, sir. I thought you were Hollywood and Tutu. They're driving me crazy.
Perhaps you can explain why you aren't with the team.
I'm heading home, sir, to Polaris.
Oh, that's in the past, Glacia. Focus on the mission. You're supposed to be finding the heart of the universe.
Yes, sir, but Something is telling me to go to Polaris.
You have 1 day, Glacia. One. And after you find nothing, you will go back to your ship and you will take Tutu and Hollywood to keep searching for the heart.
Yes, sir.
Leo, you need to know 2 things. One, armadillians like me aren't very good runners. 2, we're coming to a dead end. That's a wall of ice up ahead!
Shoot! I guess we gotta turn and fight! Come on, let's power up!
You know, all this rock armor doesn't make it any easier to breathe.
Whoa! These things look like they're made of solid ice!
You're right, they are. Be careful.
Well, if they're made of ice, shouldn't your fire powers be able to deal with them?
Let me try. They're too fast! I don't think I could hit them unless I got closer, and I really don't want to get closer.
Well, I could get close.
Yeah, but then what?
I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I think I have an idea.
It'd be great if you could have that idea faster.
Okay. Use your fire to heat up my rock armor.
What? You want me to shoot my fire at you?
Honestly, I don't want that, but I don't think we have any other choice. If you can get my rock armor really hot, I'll charge these things and scare them off. I don't think they'll like a red-hot rock monster coming at them.
Oh, man, I hope you're right. Okay, here goes.
Okay, that's enough! Let's see how you like this, foxies!
Tank, they're gone. You can stop yelling.
Man, this snow feels great. I know they're gone, Leo, but you have no idea how hot it gets in here. Whew, that's so much better.
Yeah, sorry about that. But your idea worked, Tank.
Yeah. Maybe next time I can use my power on you.
You mean like throwing rocks at me or something?
I, for one, would love to see that.
Look! Up on top of the ice wall!
What is that?
Hello again, Scaredy Cat. And look, you brought Possum Boy with you.
Glacia.
No! Can it be true? Glacia?
Arena? Are you the spirit, Arena?
It is you, Yaya's granddaughter. You finally come home.